On our program today, we're joined by BJ McGinn. BJ is Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Boone, Second Ward Council member. Good to have you here.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here this morning.
Filling in for Mayor John Slight. Couldn't make it, but had the council meeting last night. He was available for that. I noticed he did finally pick up on the don't read the whole legal description of the property for sale, as included in the agenda. Anyway, we did have a number of different things. Let's start in the very beginning. Well, first of all, for those that don't know, you serve on a couple of committees, chair
policy administration.
Policy administration, yep. Which you guys haven't met very much except for some of the personnel matters, replacing some of the department heads and things like that. When you get into insurance and stuff like that,
right.
Those are the challenge ones you get.
Sure.
But that's good. Good committee. You don't have to do a lot of things there. But you've been on economic development for, well, since its inception, I think, Kevin.
About 7 years, going on 8 right now. So
that's quite a few. And one of the things that we did get last night at the meeting was from Ames Economic Development. They did pass along information from a survey they did earlier. This is one of the many things they provide information to the council. But they did a business retention survey, and we had a pretty good report from the numbers that they got in Boone, from Boone businesses. And they get out there and meet with them and get all kinds of information. They are looking at pretty positive things for Boone.
Yeah, no, I mean, looking, at some of the information that was passed along, last night, our sales are up 31%. We've got 80 companies with new products going on. I think $258 million invested in the MSA, potential of 1,200 new jobs to be created. Just to name a few, obviously they talked a little bit about AgCertain coming on board. Boone Story County, which is going to create, obviously more jobs, and 6 new companies had new products in 2022. So a lot of positive stuff, and that's attributed, to the efforts, certainly of our staff and those just that are on, have their feet on the ground every day, working hand in hand with these folks to make these things happen, to provide opportunities for our citizens and just to expand and continue to show growth in our community.
One of the things, you are on the Economic Development Committee, and again, the idea was to get somebody in to help with some expertise in those areas to help, instead of putting everything on the city administrator, grant writing, being able to do things with labor and things like that. You did go out. You did ask for, applications, people to apply for it, offer that position. Ames Economic Development has been doing this for a number of communities, not just Ames,
right?
But for Story County and also for a number of communities in the county. And part of, we talk about the MSA, Metropolitan Service Area, or that area, and basically they're looking at Story and Boone counties, or Boone and Story County, do it alphabetically, but because that is part of that service area, and that's what labor, the workforce development, everybody puts them together in that.
Right.
It is a combined effort. So things that benefit them benefit the entire area.
Yeah, no, there's no question. And since the, inception of this partnership with, Ames Economic Development Commission, obviously, Dan Kilhane and Brenda Dreyer were both here last night just to kind of fill us in, give us an annual update. But, they've been fantastic to work with our community, certainly county as well. And I think what's working partnership hand in hand with Boone and Story, because we're right on that corridor working, together for so many different, projects and events. I think it's just been a tremendous, positive, for our community and for the city.
So we did have that report coming in, and I know they got a lot more they continue to bring your way and keep you updated on that. Working on a housing one, they are working on it. We didn't really talk about it at the meeting last night, but this is one that they had started, was on the working with the Central Iowa Housing Authority, or getting a grant to be able to do some rehab on some homes that are qualifying. So this is a project that's still going to be coming up. But rather than going with a community development block grant, it's a different type of one, and could be a benefit for a number of different people in the community, but the city had to put a few dollars into it.
Sure. But this is something that we looked at as some communities, surrounding communities. I know Ogden's done some work with this, and felt like this would be something that would really provide an opportunities for some homeowners to do some upgrades to different exterior pieces of their properties. And so felt like this was something that would be really beneficial. And so we moved forward with that, and we're looking to be able to offer that to our citizens to update some of their exterior projects.
Well, one of the things the council did last night was begin ending one of your urban renewal areas. And part of it has to do because someone's got an interest in acquiring city-owned property. Without going into many details, again, another possible housing development that would be located on the southwest side of the community. So in the process, one of the things that got canceled was the hearing to sell the property or put it up for, you got to list it and everything else.
Sure.
But to do that all over, and that's going to be delayed a little bit, but you have had somebody that has expressed an interest. The council really hasn't taken a look at whether we accept that offer, what the steps we have to go through yet. But I know you did a closed session meeting following your last meeting to kind of set everything up. Here's what we need to do.
Sure.
And part of it was we got to get rid of that that particular urban renewal area, and then we'll create something new when we get the property sold.
Sure, yeah, and that's one of the things, certainly, Attorney Jim Robbins, as well as our staff, are all working hand-in-hand just to make sure that we, dot our I's, cross our T's, and go through all the proper steps, with regards to this particular issue that we're talking about right now. So we're looking forward to seeing this progress and develop, and we'll just kind of wait to get a little more direction from staff, and then we'll kind of see where we're at.
Where we go. Well, they're interested. Someone's interested, so if they're interested in doing a project, we'll try to help them get there. One project that is going to see some expansion, and that's the up on the north end, Brian Fritz, new development agreement, or expansion, I guess, of the existing development agreement. This will be the second phase of his proposed project up there in what was the old detention basin. Originally, we're looking at several affordable housing projects that were going to be built, new houses up that way. This second part will be more of dealing for 55 and over, kind of senior related, another $7 million value. So.
Yeah, no question. And this was a really, really nice project that we've working on. Just had to hammer out a few details just to kind of get to where things need to be. We're real excited about that particular opportunity to provide some more housing options, like you say, for that particular demographic of that 55 and older for our citizens.
Realtors really like it because they have more housing, more sales going on too. So last night, maximum levy for the fiscal year, the council did approve that. Essentially, you're going to ask for a couple of $100,000 more, I think it is, to cover some of the utility costs, fuel costs, things like that we saw escalate and still up there.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. I think you're seeing this regardless of, what particular business you're in. I know I'm dealing with this right now from a transportation standpoint to get our athletic teams places just with the cost of diesel fuel as well as feeding people, right? So it's one of those just costs that had to be incurred. It wasn't, one of those deals where we just went and decided we just need more. No, it's a situation where we have to do these things so we can provide, the proper services and just take care of just essentials, right?
Yeah.
To make sure that we continue to function properly.
Yeah, I think cities have all of a sudden run into the insurance increases associated with derecho too.
Oh, sure.
And those are starting to show up. And again, that. Those are some of the challenges we face. So for the city of Boone, really, you went just under 4.2%, so just over 4%. Actually, not too bad, pretty reasonable amount considering the escalating cost that you've run into going into the next fiscal year. And I think Ogden, Madrid, both about comparable kind of thing, facing those higher costs for necessities.
Right, yeah. I mean, just the cost of doing business has increased. But I will tell you what, you know, Andrea Almquist has done a fantastic job in terms of, as we put the budget stuff together, projecting, you know, the percentage increases, just so that, you know, we're not going to take a really big hit because we've prepared ourselves to be in a position, you know, to not have to scramble at the end. So she's done a fantastic job.
Well, now we'll wait and see what kind of actual numbers you get back from the new revaluation or the new rollback numbers, and what kind of impact. She's got some estimates I know she's given you. Doesn't think it's going to be a big impact. Thinks probably going to be able to keep your levy rate unchanged. So that's right. Good compared to what a lot of other communities are looking at. Some are looking at maybe a 10-12 cent increase in some of those. But for us, that's good. We'll stay the same if we can. So one of the other things that gets approved, not a lot of people get a chance to look at it, but there is a plan that you have in place when you talk about spending dollars, and it's your capital improvement plan. Pretty sizable plan. There's a lot of pages there. There's a lot of things included in that. And really, you've got, for different departments, an example, like I think if you look, airport, we know they got a couple of pretty massive projects that are coming up there. One of those would be replacing some of the fuel tanks that are out there that have become aged and things like that. Not an inexpensive project, but a couple of years, you're setting aside some money to be able to do that.
Right, and that's a big, you know, for that airport, you have to have fuel, right, to run planes.
Kind of important, yeah.
So, you know, and again, as you go through a lot of these projects that we have on the capital improvement plan, they're all essentials and things that need to be done in order to continue to provide, you know, the services that we can for our community.
Mm-hmm. The big ones, I'm guessing, you get to, well. Yeah, from economic development, I don't know. Utility part of it, really, those are the bigger ones that are showing up in the next year, because it all of a sudden you guys got the information about, you know, your plants are like 20-some years old, and we have pretty substantial things that need to be taken care of. So that's part of the rate increases we've gone through recently. And now, again, we're talking, what, about 3.6? Roughly $3.7 million between both water and wastewater.
Yeah, no, and we certainly are. You know, just looking at some of the things that, you know, we've got to do. I mean, roof replacement on some things. You know, we've got to, you know, take care of some drains, some lift stations. You know, service pumps with the water plant. Just limestone. Residual disposal things within the pond. I mean, these are all just items that need to be addressed in order for us to continue to function properly.
So, again, pretty sizable plan, but it is adopted, and gives you guys not only the projects you need to do that you're looking at, but also variables on where the dollars will come to pay for it. So we've got that information going on. And you try to keep it. I know you try to keep at least tax asking down in those particular areas. So we'll keep plugging along with that. Some of the other things came up last night. Let me see. Oh, we're talking about changing our website address. Did you even realize that?
You know, it's interesting.
Because that's more in the policy administration side.
Well, and I will tell you this, just this day and age, with a lot of just kind of the phishing and fraudulent things that are going on, you know, I experience this pretty routinely, just in my job at school, right? Just, and we have an EDU address, right? So, but certainly these are similar things that, like we discussed last night, it's like all state entities, you know, are targets for these, yeah, things.
Oh, sure.
You know, so essentially what'll happen is they'll go to whoever the director is, and then everybody that's under them is going to get an email and a phishing deal. And a lot of times it'll be, you know, like I'll get it at work. A lot of my staff will get one that says it's from myself and asking them to go purchase something, which it's not, right? And those are the same things that we're running into at the city level. And so this .org, it cleans it up, because our email address is pretty long.
Yes, it is.
But that being said, it also provides, you know, extra firewalls in terms of guarding against, because it will be a federal address.
Sure.
So that will help protect us from any type of, you know, like I said, phishing or fraud or what have you.
Not that they won't sneak through, but It does give you that added layer, yes, going with .gov. It'd be, I think, just booneiowa.gov or something by the time you get there. So just starting this process, it'll take a little while to get there.
Right, but the nice piece of it, too, and the question was asked last night, you know, is there a cost to this? And there is not, because we are a state, you know, institution. So we should be in a good place.
Got that. Council last night did get a chance to hear from Andy Godzicki, sheriff. He came in to basically just to make contact and let people know who he is. And I think he's been going around to all the other cities in the county letting them know. So he's finally made a stop here in Boone. So
Yeah. He stopped in last night and just kind of introduced himself or reintroduced himself, you know, to us and just kind of
talked about some of the projects. I mean, you know, he's got some things he's got to work on out there, or whoever is going to be sheriff will have to deal with it, some of the electronics and things like that.
Right, and a lot of that stuff is just, you know, age, wear and tear, and, you know, so those are some, you know, things that they need to fix, and that, you know, he talked about the jail a little bit.
As we get done talking about water and sewer plants, he's talking about the jail 20 years old.
Right.
You know, you got the same kind of...
So, you know, and again, same challenges that a lot of us are facing in different, you know, areas. So, but it was good, just a little information, and just to get to talk to him a little bit last night. And so I thought that was nice of him to stop by and just kind of give us a little bit of an update. So
things that are happening there. Let's see, other things that'll be coming up for you guys. You do have a couple of committee meetings, I'm guessing, on economic development that might be coming up. You guys have had a lot of the downtown BDIF projects, which those are easy meetings to go to, especially when you got projects that are all laid out in front of you there. Yeah. And we do have a number that are still coming up once we get to springtime.
Yeah, well, you know, as I was parking right next door here to the station, you know, on that the old newspaper, you know, building, they're redoing the facade on that one and doing some remodeling on the interior of that for some different office space and things of that nature. But yeah, we've been busy with that downtown incentive fund. I tell you, that's one of the best things that we do. And it's exciting pieces that we have, you know, business owners that want to get involved and are taking advantage of it. And I think the word's gotten out that this is available. You know, we'll match up to 40%, you know, of the overall cost
up to 30,000. Up to 30,000.
Correct. So,
and you really would just hate yourself if you had to go back to the council and say, could we put another $50,000 in there? I mean, because you've had a lot of interest.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Yeah, no, and we have, and we're making sure that we, you know, we utilize that. We make sure that we're communicating. And again, you know, staff does a fantastic job of communicating to, you know, area business people, hey, you know, there's an option. Maybe let's utilize this to, you know, make this, you know, facade look a little bit better.
So. And people need to remember, too, it's reimbursement.
Correct.
The property owner spends the money and then gets reimbursed up to a percentage.
So. Yep. No, that's exactly how that works. They just keep track of all their itemized receipts and then turn that in to the business office, and then they're reimbursed to the amount, as long as everything's in order, to what we agreed to as a committee, and they get reimbursed.
I know that's one of the easy ones that you guys get to do on economic development, but we do have several other opportunities that if they go to the website and take a look at that, you've got a list of a lot of things that are available there, incentives, opportunities, abatements, rebates, things like that that people can use. And simply all they got to do is look at some of the building permits. If they get to a certain level, they qualify for some rebates they're just additions.
Right. No, there's ample opportunities. And I think that that's one of the things that we really are making an effort to communicate, you know, and get that information out there to folks, because, you know, we want to be people friendly, right? We want to help, you know, the development and growth and
get all of that.
Yeah. So, you know, just get on the website, take a look at it. If you have any questions, give us a call down at City Hall, and we'd be more than happy to set something up to visit and maybe explain if you have a question about one thing or the other. We certainly want to work with our people. So.
Going to throw in a quick thing. Public Works, of course, we do know that they had, because of the staff adjustments that were going on there, did have to fill a position, and council got to approve that last night. First female in the Public Works Department, I'm thinking. I mean, at least out there on the road. she's qualified to drive all the trucks and everything. So
we're excited. We're bringing on Emma Rouse to step into that position. And Waylon introduced her last night. She made it through the interview process and emerged as the candidate that they were excited to have. And the other piece is that she's continue to work on her different certifications with regards to water and water treatment and things of that nature. So really, really excited to have her on board. And I know that Waylon is too.
So he likes it when someone's willing to get all of that. I mean, that's a lot of training to go through and education. So she's willing to keep doing that, and she'll be a new part to Public Works. Gets to drive the dump truck. Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of things. Yeah, she knows how to do a lot of that. So she'll be the first female member of that particular group out there, the Public Works. So anyway, moving forward, next meeting, regular meeting for the council will be coming up on the 6th.
Yeah.
Boy, a couple of public hearings coming up for that and more. We'll have shortly after that special. Well, after your second meeting in March, then we have our special election. So see if we can get another council member on there for him. So got a lot of candidates, it sounds like. So we'll see who comes up.
Yep, it's coming right up.
Thanks so much for joining us today. BJ McGinn, Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Boone.
Thank you.